Hello, you're listening to the Programming Committee, the Pacifica of the Pacifica National Board, and this is Kathy Davis convening this meeting, and it is now 8:58 p.m., and I'm just going to call attendance for the record, David Beaton.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Here. Lisa Davis.
Here.
Andrea Fishman.
Here.
Ian Johnson.
Here.
Joseph Kay. Not here. Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
Leslie Radford.
Here.
George Ryder. No. Ron Reynolds. Not present. Rob Robinson. Not present. Soraya. Not present. Louis Sawyer. Not present. And Bonnie Simmons.
Yep. I'm here.
And Linda Sutton. Not
nope.
present. So we have 8 members present, making a quorum. And so we're beginning our meeting at this time. And the first item on our agenda.
Oh. Losing you there.
Are you losing me? Sorry. I feel myself bouncing back. So we're convening the meeting. So we've already selected a note taker or had a volunteer, Andrea Fishman, as note taker. And now just going.
Thank
we need
you, Andrea.
We need to approve the agenda. And the first thing on our agenda is to set date for the next meeting, and for 5 minutes. Second item is to open nominations for committee chair and secretary, establish a process and timeline for each for the election. And then we have the next item is review programming policy of 11-1609 and motion passed by the PMB on April 10th.
Point of information?
Yes.
When you said reviewing programming policy, oh, that's obvious. When you said 11-1609, but you mean 11-1608. That's obviously not 11-1609 because we're not even there yet. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a typo apparently.
No, I'm saying that's what you said over the stream, but it's not a typo in terms of what's put out there. Just an unnecessary point of clarification, because we're obviously not even in November 1609 yet, but that's what you had just said, so this is clearing that up just for the stream, that it's 11-1608.
Exactly, I appreciate that. And then it's review the item from program policy of 11-1608, with discussion on steps to raise funds to support Pacifica national and local programming. And there is a motion submitted to ensure the collaborative process enshrined in national programming policy derived from a motion passed by the KPFK local station board on 4/21/09. And there's a discussion we also have on the agenda, developing a national news source in Washington, D.C., and we have a time to adjourn at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'd like to entertain an agenda to approve the motion, or if you have any amendments, please.
I have an amendment. Andrea.
Yes, Andrea.
I would like to make a recommendation to the National Board that there be a National Finance Committee report given on a five-station simulcast.
Hold on a second. So, okay.
You're adding that to the agenda?
I would like to add that to the agenda.
So that's a motion.
I mean, it's a motion for an amendment, or the however, Kathy asked for amendments to the agenda. I move to amend the agenda with that item.
Okay. Where should we place?
Well, I actually, since I think it's of the moment, I would put it after the nomination process.
Point of information, could you please repeat that one more time?
I would like to make a recommendation to the National Board that there be a five-station simulcast report of the National Finance Committee. By members of the National Finance Committee.
A report, not a meeting. Okay.
Not a meeting, no, but a report.
And you're asking that this come from the Programming Committee?
Well, it's a recommendation to the National Board that there be such a program. I mean, I realize we don't have policy in place and all of that, but I am making a I'm asking us to make a recommendation to the Board that there be such a program scheduled, you know, soon to discuss our current financial state reported by the National Finance Committee. Or maybe the National Board can maybe ask for the chair to do it and the members of the committee, the chair, some National Finance Committee report to all stations.
Are we going into the merits of this, or are we just putting this on the...
No, I want to put it on the agenda.
Let's put it on the agenda. Is there any objection to putting this on the agenda? Okay, and
well, I will just say I don't think it belongs on the agenda, so I guess I would object to it being on the agenda since you asked.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, listening. I said I don't. This is an item that I don't think should be on the agenda. So I mean, since you asked if there were any objections, I would say that I do object to it being on the agenda because I don't think it's an item for the Programming Committee.
This is Bonnie. Now that I think about it, I think I agree with Lisa. I'm not sure this does belong on the Programming Committee's agenda. It's not our place to be dictating programming on the air.
Okay. Is there any other comment on this, Scott?
Yeah, I don't know if it's improper. This is Ian. I don't know if it's improper for us to be discussing it or for us to ask the PNB to do something. But I have reservations about, you know, first off on the, you know, it's who's going to make the report, and, you know, these things can be, you know, pushed one way or the other or spun, and, you know, so it's problematic, I think, as an idea, not so much from the other point.
Okay. So why don't we vote on whether or not to add this item. So it's an item for discussion. It's not that we're adding it, passing a motion. It's just a vote on whether or not to add it to the agenda. Okay? So, David Beaton. Yes or no?
I vote no.
Okay. Lisa Davis, you're.
I'm no. I don't think it should be on the agenda.
I vote yes.
Ian Johnson.
Pass.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Abstain.
Leslie Radford.
I vote no.
Bonnie Simmons.
I'll vote no.
All right, so that is...
I'll abstain.
Pass.
You can add me as an abstention, that's fine.
Okay, so that's three no's, four no's, one yes, two abstentions, so... It doesn't pass. We won't add that to.
I'm sorry if I spoke out of turn.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I'm trying. I'm working back and forth between trying to do two things. And I will say I apologize for being a little unprepared. I was away from a computer all weekend long, and just found out tonight about this. But I was just trying to look at the agenda. Hold on one second, a moment, please. Let me just go back to what's on the agenda again. Because I think, and part of my reason for saying that that should not be on the agenda is based on the programming policy that was worked on. I'm not talking about the recent one that was passed in 2008, but that was worked on prior to that. I forget the exact date when it was passed, but there was a long conversation. I mean, not just conversation, but discussions and everything that went into that. And so I see we're talking about the programming policy adopted at the PNB on November 16, 2008, but I also think there needs to be a thorough examination at the programming policy that was in place prior to that, because I thought this one sort of circumvented that other one so much well. But anyway, I don't know if that needs to be an agenda item added to it, or if that would be come in discussion when we're talking about the programming policy adopted by the PNB on November 16th, 2008. I don't know if that would, does anybody know anything about parliamentary procedure? Would that need to be a separate item, or would that fall into discussion under what's on the agenda already?
I think anything that is in programming policy can follow on that discussion.
Oh, okay.
So if you wanted to bring up a prior programming policy, that would be the time to bring it up.
Oh, okay. Just want to make
sure. It would be acceptable to do that.
Kathy, this is Leslie. I had a couple of motions left over on the agenda from the last time we met, which was a few months ago. Are they still there?
Yeah. Well, I have. We have a discussion about fundraising. I believe that was to raise funds to support Pacifica National and Local Programming. That was already on the agenda, and then you added a motion, but it was already there. And then the other one was the collaborative process. Find a national programming policy. That's there.
Okay.
In compliance with motion passed by KPFK Local Station Board.
That's the one I'm really looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, that's on the agenda.
Okay.
All right. So if there are no other changes, up to entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move.
Second.
So move.
Any objection? Hearing none, let's move forward. And the first item is to pick date for our. And what we had been doing was picking the last Monday of the month, leading up to this date. But it's difficult because things happen. And so this weekend we just had the Pacifica National Board meeting, and that makes it difficult for some folks on this call. So I'm loading up the KPFTX calendar. Trying to get to the August. All right, so thus far, August looks like it's open.
August what?
August 24th or August 31st. The next meeting, we could do August 3rd or August 10th. I would like to suggest August 24th.
I support that.
I'm okay with that. This is Dave.
Me too.
I'm with me.
Yeah, Leslie's fine with that.
I am too, Andrea.
Billy Ray also.
Sounds unanimous.
All right, so that is the day that we will.
August 24th.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time, which I believe is 5:30.
Wait.
Out in California?
Yeah, 5:30 here.
And so let's move on to the next item. Is to all right. House just fell apart. Can someone read the next item for me?
That's supposed to be nominations for election or nominations and election for chair.
Then at this point, open the window for nominations. I think that since we don't have the full committee here, it might be useful to provide a process for that. Want to do nominations by email? Do we want to do nominations right here and now? Are there any, I'd like to take a stack on consideration for how to...
This is Leslie, and I'd like to be on that stack.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Oh, wow. That was a short stack.
Well, Leslie.
my concern here is we're already in July, and we don't have a permanent chair. Boy, I'm getting a lot of strange noise here on my phone. And if I would like to see us ahead, if we possibly could, at this meeting, and at least formalize the committee far enough to have a permanent chair.
I'm sorry? Unfortunately, I'm having difficulty hearing you.
I'm having difficulty on my end, too.
Maybe someone could mute?
Ian?
Could you try that again, Leslie?
Okay, Kathy?
Yes.
This is Ian. I was going to speak.
Okay, I wasn't able to hear what Leslie had said. Were you able to hear what she said?
Not all of it, but I did hear part of it. She was saying that she thought, since it's so late here in July, that she was hoping we could get this done.
Okay.
What I was going to say is that the problem is that I think we're supposed to vote by mail or something, aren't we? And also,
well, if an election is contested, then definitely it should be done by mail.
But if there's
if
no,
it's not contested, then it's not necessary to do it. It could be done by a vote, you know.
Because we could have unanimous acclamation right now.
It's possible, yes.
Okay, just checking, because I wasn't positive.
It's not likely, but it's possible.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, is there anyone else who wanted to speak on the stack, or perhaps, Leslie, you could try again? Are you there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm...
Muting and noising.
Hello?
To be able to come back to mute.
Now
okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
it sounds a little bit better.
Okay. No, I think Ian summarized it just fine. What we might be able to do is take nominations tonight and go ahead at least with, if it is contested, go ahead with balloting at this point. It's going to be August at this point before we get a chair for this committee, and I'd just like to have at least that much done before the end of the year, frankly.
All right, that sounds fine with me. Was there anyone else for the stack?
Point of information?
Bonnie, the stack.
Who was that?
Bonnie.
Bonnie, did I hear from you, David?
No, that was Ian. I have a point of information.
Oh, yes, Ian.
My question is on the point of information. Actually, come back to me. That just slipped out of my mind. Go ahead. Bonnie.
Okay, Bonnie.
You know, I think because of the way the bylaws are worded, I hate being kind of a stickler on this, but what has been customary on the P&B committees is that even with an uncontested election, that we do it by mail so that it satisfies the bylaws, and also because it then gives people who are on the committee but unable to attend the particular meeting when you're voting an opportunity to vote for their chair.
I think that makes sense to me as well. Andrea, yes.
I'm sorry, am I cutting you off?
No, go ahead.
But the same problem holds for nominations.
Pardon?
For people who aren't here.
Yeah,
right.
If no one gets nominated during the call, then we don't know, if it happens.
Or if they want to make a nomination.
Well, I have a suggestion. Of course, unfortunately, I all of a sudden I can't get to my computer. It's not working. But if someone could get to a calendar, so if we have our next meeting on the 24th.
I have a calendar.
Okay. So why don't we open the nomination period today and hold that, give it at least a week.
Sure.
So we can send an email to all the members of the committee asking for nominations. And once those nominations come in, we can send out the ballots. I know I spoke to Richard Uzzell, though he was reluctant about accepting the ballots. He did say that he would be willing to accept and count our ballots so that it would be some neutral party that would be able to do that. So what we could do is bring in the nominations, and then a person from this committee might volunteer to help Richard. I guess it would have to be someone in Houston, right? We could send out, once we get the nominations, we can present the forms by email, and then people will have to print them out and then send the ballots back. Giving it maybe another 2-week period.
On point of information?
Yes.
Please just clarify again who Richard Uzzell is.
Richard Uzzell is the Secretary of the Pacifica National Board.
Point of information?
Hmm?
I was just curious, this is Ian in L.A., what are the, bylaws requirements for chair? Is everyone on the committee eligible or only certain members?
To the best of my knowledge, everyone is eligible.
Everyone's
in a
eligible
committee. Anyone is eligible in a committee.
So you don't have to be on the PNB to be a chair of a PNB committee?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No, you don't, right. Okay.
Thought maybe that was part of it.
No. It's a little bit different. I think maybe the finance committee is different than the other committees, but
okay.
for this committee, it could be someone who's not on the PNB. So if, Bonnie, were you looking at the calendar?
I was.
Okay, so if we open nominations, why don't we say tomorrow so that gives us time gives me time to compose and send out an email.
Those nominations on the 4th, that gives you a week. If you want to go a little bit longer, you could close nominations on the 7th.
Okay, and what day is that?
A Friday.
Friday, that makes sense to me. Friday, August 7th.
And then you'd have to send out the information for people to vote with the address that they send it to.
Right.
And then you would have upwards of 2 weeks for ballots to come in. Maybe you'd close balloting so that people had their ballots there by the 21st. And then Richard could count them with whomever he's going to count them with and report it so that we would have it for the meeting on the 24th.
On the 24th. Okay, that sounds like a good plan. And the 21st is
Friday.
A Friday also?
Friday.
Okay. All right. So do you think you could put that in the form of a motion for us or someone?
Sure. I move that we open nominations tomorrow, the 28th of July, for chair of the PNB Programming Committee, and that all members of the committee will be sent word of this by email. People may nominate anyone on the committee to be the chair by email. Nominations should close by Friday, the 7th of August. On the 8th of August, Kathy, is it okay to have you be the person putting out the email with the information?
Yeah, that's fine.
On the 8th of August, the convener of the committee, Kathy Davis, will send out an email with instructions to everyone so that they can vote by mail and have their ballots to and account the ballots by the 21st of August, and Richard Uzzell and someone else as a witness will count the ballots and have the information to Kathy Davis by the 24th of August.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Okay. It's a lot, but it serves the purpose. Does anyone second?
Oh, wait, I have a question, point of information.
Yes.
Do we have to vote for a secretary?
Oh, yes, we do.
So I amend it to add secretary, chair and secretary.
Okay.
That would be a good one to get nominations for.
Are those the only positions that we don't do a vice chair, do we? We don't do vice chair.
No, it's just secretary and chair. So is there a second for that amendment?
Second.
Any objection to the amendment? No. Good. So is there any objection to the First Amendment of the timeline and process for elections?
Point of information, I am so sorry.
Yes?
People have to accept the nomination, right?
I just was thinking. Can we just a little bit informally, or do we want to add something in there that by... Oh, boy, that doesn't give you much time.
Well, I think...
Hold on a second.
Well,
since we use STV voting, it doesn't really matter if they accept or not. If they decline the offer, then the next person down gets it.
No. You don't put somebody up for election.
My point is, in the past, when people have been elected when they were not present, we understood that because it's STV voting, if they lose or they win or whatever, the person below them gets it.
Well, thank you, Ian. Maybe that's one way to do it, or what we could do is the nominating process can be open, so that everyone on the list will get the nominations, and if you see your name there, you can respectfully decline to the list.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, they just wouldn't be in the running.
We have to figure out who we dislike enough to nominate for secretary, right?
Well, I assume that some folks will decline that one. But hopefully someone will be willing and able to provide that function. But at least it'll get us into the process. And if we don't, have anyone willing to do the secretarial position, then that doesn't prevent us from completing the process for chair.
Yeah, and we can rotate anyway.
Yeah, take turns. Well, that sounds great. So is there any objection to the motion as amended? Okay, hearing none, we will consider that to be passed, the motion passed, and the process will be engaged by tomorrow. All right, so the next... item on the agenda. Could someone please read that? Unfortunately, I'm still cut off from my computer until I find the back of my mouse. Sorry. Can someone read the next item on the agenda, please?
Review programming policy of 11-16-09 and motion passed by PNB on April 10th.
That should be 08, just a change. That is.
It's a typo there on the date.
Now, for clarification here, the programming policy of 11-16-08 was the one where we had the issue of whether we were going to take foundation underwriting and whatnot, and basically we asked the PNB to declare a policy, and then it sounds like they sent it back to us.
Yeah, I think that's it. If I I was able to get back into my email, I did send it out to people. It's not too long. Would somebody like to read it? It has three parts to it. It's included in the email that I sent out with the agenda. Underneath the where it says adjourn, it says reference, motion passed.
All right. I could read it.
Okay. Thank you.
I think you have it attached to the agenda, right?
Yes, I do.
Could the request is a request by me, the note taker. I'll try to get to it online, but I can't right now, so if you could read it a little bit slowly, I'd appreciate it.
Well, and you don't have to you don't have to copy it. We'll get you a copy of it.
Okay.
But for the sake of our people who are listening on the stream, and for those who don't have it in front of them, I thought it would be good to read it.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, slowly for them as well, I guess.
Okay.
Yes.
Programming policy adopted by the PNB on November 16, 2008. Pacifica must increase its audience dramatically so that stations can survive, maintain quality programming, and not be vulnerable to fluctuations in pledge revenue, recessions, and unforeseen events. Therefore, our programming must have impact and be mission-driven, and our stations must strive for audiences worthy of full-power, major market, and prime-time exposure. The programming committee emphasizes that mission fulfillment should be as significant as audience and revenue generation in determining what gets and stays on local station airwaves. Clearly, local stations need to balance their allocation of programming between the airwaves, the internet, and HD sideband. The programming committee supports the principle that local station program schedules must include national program network broadcasts. In addition to local programs,
can someone mute?
I'm sorry. That was me. I'm sorry.
At the head of that paragraph, you said.
Okay.
Thank
the programming committee supports the principle that local station program schedules must include national programming and network broadcasts, in addition to local programming, to sustain growing broad-based audiences. However, network access to local station airwaves is key to any network recovery plan. So we feel the terms of such a policy would best be negotiated by Pacifica's next ED with station managers and program directors and submitted to the PNB for approval so that the ED will have the capacity to impact the long-term health of the local stations. In order to further these aims, we propose the following resolutions. Number one, resolved. The development of national programming in concert with local GMs, PDs, and appropriate national office staff shall be part of the job description of the executive director. The ED is authorized to pursue foundation and grant funding as a significant revenue source capable of developing local and national programming and production assets.
Wait a second. Well, this is what we passed in November?
Of 2008.
PNB passed it.
The PNB? Okay, but this isn't the motion that came out of the programming committee?
Well I would like to speak to that afterwards, because there's a lot behind that.
Yeah, let's continue to at least read through it, and then we can go back and discuss its actual status.
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't recall that language.
Okay.
I think it's new to many of us.
Yeah.
Pacifica shall develop internet and digital platforms in conjunction with innovative licensing technologies to create worldwide exposure for local station programming, Pacifica radio archives and affiliates programs by creating access for audiences beyond local station signal areas to local station programming. National office shall be responsible for implementing this in conjunction with GMs, PDs, and paid and unpaid staff. Number two, resolved, the GMs and PDs at all stations shall be responsible for developing quantifiable program goals as part of an overall national strategy for audience growth, designed specifically to reach listeners who are not currently listening, convert more listeners to members, and reach out to renewing and inactive members. in order to achieve such goals, including those requiring changes in programming, all stations will develop objective measures to assess mission fulfillment, review program schedules, and evaluate individual programs. These review evaluation processes and procedures will be developed in consultation with national staff and local station paid and unpaid staff. Public concerns and needs of non-listeners, listeners and members shall be included in these review and evaluation processes. Local stations are encouraged to allocate budgetary and staffing resources to improve the production of existing programs in order to reach larger, more diverse audiences and develop new programming capable of reaching new listeners with new voices. Plans for reaching the agreed-upon goals shall include, but are not limited to, increasing stations' presence during and coverage of local events, cross-promoting programs with other local nonprofit media, taking advantage of grants available from community foundations, government entities, and private foundations, working with nonprofit organizations to enhance and promote their local programming, and encouraging programmers to place articles about their programming in free media, including online outlets. Requests for these plans will be submitted by the Programming Committee through the PNB to the ED. Such plans will be submitted in writing by local stations, BMs, and PDs through the ED to the Programming Committee on or before December 31, 2008, and formally presented to the PNB at January 2009 meeting. Number three, resolved, the National Programming Committee recommends that the PNB adopt a position on underwriting by nonprofit groups. The PNB's Programming Committee members for the balance of this calendar year will seek ways to work in consultation with the National Office, with LSB Program Council Committees, LSBs, and with general managers, program directors, and programmers to solicit their input and promote a collaborative process to implement programming policies, goals, and plans. That's it.
Wow. Well, that's that's certainly a mouthful. Okay, so I would like to, one of the reasons that I sent all this material out and is to try to create and maintain some, if not consistency, at least some understanding moving forward of what happened before. So from my perspective, this it's a nice programming policy, but it just seems overwhelmingly detailed in stuff, but not offering the how-to of any of this. I don't know if we'd like to take a stack on what we might want to do with this in this committee.
I would like to be on the stack. I would like to be on the stack, Lisa.
Lisa, anyone else?
Ian.
Somebody said something before me.
Ian.
David.
My
name
is.
Who
is that?
David.
David.
Maybe I want to be on the stack. It's Bonnie. I'm not sure yet.
Well, I'm sure I want to be on it.
Okay, so.
I guess Andrea. Also.
Andrea, okay. David, were you the first one to speak up? Okay, David.
Kathy, I was on mute, and this is Leslie, and my phone's about to die as a point of personal privilege. But if I make it, could I be on the stack also?
Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe we should move Leslie up.
Does anyone object to giving Leslie a chance to speak before her phone dies?
Well, she can take my. I was going to say, no, I'm the second person. I wouldn't object to her being second if I could be third.
Okay,
that's fine by me.
All right, David?
Okay, well, I'm new to this committee because I haven't missed a couple of them, and I'm new to the board this year. This is very detailed and at the same time very broad, and I agree with Kathy, there's not much how-to. I think there are many resolutions in here and could be practically pulled out, and there is some stuff that might need to go away. It seems a little bit like micromanagement, although I do believe there needs to be some management. I'm not sure it needs to be micro. I think standardization of a process by which to review programs across the network and by which to evaluate programs is a good thing, so that there's a standardization from station to station. I think working with all the people involved is a good thing, but this is very kind of convoluted a little bit. And so I would really like to almost take it piece by piece, and I don't know if we've got time to do something like that. I don't know. It looks like we've approved it. Should we? I don't know where we go from this. Do we try to implement it? I'm done.
Okay. Leslie?
That's me.
Yeah, I'd like to make two proposals here. One, that we form a working group of about 2 to 3 people to go through this and compare it point by point to the GM report that they made in January and see what's already been addressed, because I think they answered some of these questions in that report. And secondly, my second motion would be that we take a position against any underwriting as defined by the CPB.
Point of information, can you quickly define it?
Yeah.
Underwriting?
Not quickly. I used to have that information, but I'm not at a computer, so I can't, but I can forward it to the group.
That sounds great. I would really
would
love to have information before voting on that second motion.
Then I would be happy to postpone that until August 24th. I assume.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah, so that we can just have some information to work with. And what was the first motion?
The first motion was that we form a working group to compare this to the GM report that they made in January, their joint report, and see what they've already responded to, because I think they have addressed a bunch of these issues in that report.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there a second to that motion?
I would like to make a friendly amendment to the motion, if I may.
Okay.
I
think it needs a second. Oh, no. Does it need a second first?
Second.
Okay, all right. Okay,
who seconded
Lisa.
It?
Ian.
Thank you.
Oh, Ian, okay. Right. Go ahead,
I would
Lisa.
Like to add to that amendment. Leslie, you were saying that there'd be a working group to review this policy and what the GM report or something like that. I would also like to include, because a lot of people might not be aware, but there was a programming policy that I believe was adopted in 2006, which I think this one is sort of an end run around, but that is definitely an important one to look at. I've been on the programming committee for several years, and that there was a lot of work done, a lot of work to address some of the issues. I mean, we went back and forth and tried to take into consideration the concerns of staff, especially with the issue of national programming. I mean, there's a whole lot behind that. So I would like to ask that that policy also be included. I sent to Kathy, I don't have everybody's email. I don't think we have a central group to send it to, but I did send to Kathy that one. I believe that was the final one that was adopted by the board. I need to... You have to forgive me again, because like I said, I wasn't that prepared for this meeting. And then one of my computers crashed that had maybe the other information, the final programming policy. So I'm going back and forth. But I know that it, whatever was adopted was very close to that. And I can try to get the finalized version that was finalized. But that should definitely be part. So I'd like to propose that would be to add that as a friendly amendment to that be included.
Excuse me,
as well.
Lisa. This is Andrea. Can you say what you want, what the amendment is?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be clear. I also argued my point. I'm sorry. That the programming policy was passed in 2006. I think Bonnie may have been on the call then, but it was passed. I think that was the date it was passed, 2006, that be included in that, or I should say the programming policy that was adopted prior to this 11-18, I think it was in 2006, that be included to review as well.
Yeah, it's 10-29-06.
Or 10-29-06.
So what we're doing is we're trying to synchronize?
Are you saying it be included for review for comparison with the GM report?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
This is Leslie, and I'd like to...
Go ahead.
Leslie? Go ahead, Leslie.
Maybe your phone...
Leslie, are you there?
I was just going to second that
Okay.
And again, because of the dying phone, I'm willing to volunteer to be on that working group.
Okay.
If it passes.
Okay. Does anyone else want to volunteer to be on this working group?
I will.
I'll volunteer to be on it. Lisa.
Lisa,
before it passes? Or?
And Ian.
And Ian? Anyone else?
Or Kathy?
I'll be on it, Dave.
David, okay. All right, so that's Leslie, Lisa, Ian, David have volunteered. Okay, great. Is there any objection to this motion?
Kathy?
Yes?
Was I in the stack somewhere?
You are on the stack. I guess once we move into a motion, it creates a new stack. And then once the motion is resolved, we go back to the original stack. So you
would
be... Yes?
I'd like to be on the motion stack.
On the motion stack.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not ready to resolve it. Ian, did you want to speak to the motion also?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea because I think there, you know, is two different theories between the policy of 2006 and the policy that passed last year. The more I listen to it, the more I can see clearly that the policy we passed recently is very top-down. It's directing the executive director to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
The previous policy seemed to be far more collaborative. And I know that there were elements in the more recent policy that seemed to speak to collaborativity.
I'm going
to
go on mute for a moment. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
Yeah, go ahead, Ian.
Yeah, so there's elements that... undermine the collaborativity in that more recent policy, even though it addresses it in some respects. So I think that we definitely need to synchronize and, you know, find the best elements and see what works and what is contradictory and decide which way we want to go. Personally,
okay.
The more collaborative is probably better.
All right. And Andrea?
Well, there's a difference between developing policy and comparing with general manager reports about what's already been done. Even if things have already been decided or, you know, addressed by the general managers, they may still need to be put into policy. So I think we need to exclude the general manager reports from this at this moment. We could address that later to note that or see how it affects our decision. But in terms of the policy itself, I don't think the reports themselves are relevant. So that's one issue, or we may change it to compare it later and if we wanted to develop a timeline or a suggestion or a priority list or something. But and that's a different motion and a different issue from comparing it to previous policy. These are really two different motions working here. And it may be a good idea to compare it to previous policy, but I think these issues are separate. I don't think they're all one motion.
So do you have an amendment in that?
Okay. I would say there's a motion to compare. There's a motion to compare. I would compare the two policies. I'm not so clear if anyone has history as a point of information about whether a decision was made about the two policies already somehow. But if there wasn't, I would say.
As a point of information, if I could answer that for you, it seems to me that the policy was put forward in 2006, and 2009 it seemed to have been sort of an attempt to change that policy, essentially.
I beg your pardon?
Okay. Thank you, Ian. Ian, do you want to repeat that again?
I just was saying that it seemed like a policy went forward in 2006, and then by 2008 we were working on a policy that would either change or... you know, revamp that is what it seemed like, or put it into motion or something.
Okay, then my motion is to compare the two policies and resolve, and the committee will work to resolve the discrepancies. You know, they may just resolve them one way or another, but anyway, a motion to compare the policies and a move, a motion that the committee compare the policies and resolve the discrepancies, and the other motion is to compare. Postpone the decision about GM comparison.
I'm a little bit confused. I thought based on your comments, you wanted to remove the the GM report from the comparison of the two 2006 and 2008 policies.
Yes, yes.
Is that the gist of what you wanted
yes,
to do?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, does anyone second that?
David, I second that.
Okay. All right, is there any objection to removing that from the motion, the inclusion of the GM report?
I would vote against it. It's Bonnie.
I too would vote against it.
Okay, so why don't we then vote on this amendment, okay? And that, and the amendment is to remove the GM report, I guess, of 2009, would it be, from this comparison of the two policy reports of 2006 and 2008.
Kathy, could I speak to it?
Yes, please.
Would that be all right?
Who is this? Bonnie?
Bonnie.
Yes.
Yeah, I have been on the programming committee. This is my sixth year on the programming committee, so I just was around for the development of this. And in fairness, although I don't think that there were many of us that did so, I believe I probably voted against both of them. I don't see any harm in first of all, what you're talking about developing is a working group.
Mm-hmm.
And my attitude about working groups is that it's best to include as much background and as much context as you can in working groups so that you can start to distill something. There were parts of the programming policy of 06 that made good sense to me, but on whole, I think that it was incredibly slow, thick going. And when I tried to imagine it being used in any practical sense at our radio stations, I was very conflicted about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that the intent here is to say, let's look at the manager's report that they made in January last year and throw out any of these concerns because the managers touched on them. But I think that it's a good thing to get a sense of what the managers had to say about not only the things that they feel that they were working well on, but the things that are very challenging to them, and be able to incorporate a little of the concern for the practicality of day-to-day managing of radio stations into something that is a broader and more comprehensive policy that we're trying to come up with. The circumstances around this shorter policy, which was passed last November, I do not think it's unfair to say, and anybody else that was on the programming committee last year can certainly correct me, but there were very few programming committee meetings last year.
Thank you.
And there was a lot of pressure at the end of the year that was building toward a recovery plan on the national board, and because there had been very few programming committee meetings, I think it's fair to say that this policy came fairly completely put together through one CNB member, and as it was November, when we are right on the cusp of the end of a P&B session, a couple of the things that were kind of thrown in here, if you'll notice, there's part of this was resolved that the P&B programming committee members for the balance of the calendar year were to work with the national office and LSB program councils, committees, LSBs, and general managers and program directors and programmers to, you know, come up with this collaborative process to implement programming policies. to pass something like that in the middle of November when you're saying that it's going to be done by December 31st just was, you know, I appreciate the intent to get it done, but we all knew that that was an impossibility.
Okay, that's fair. Thank you for that perspective. So so why don't we just go just to, you know, vote up or down to separate the GM report, okay?
Point of information, Kathy, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I thought it was, I thought what Leslie said was to compare them because points may have already been addressed as if that would exclude them, therefore, from the policy. If it means to just compare them for information and to see what they, to provide context, I could never object to that.
Yeah, that's what that's I assumed enough. That the intent was.
Right.
That
okay,
is,
so.
That was all I suggested. It was, frankly, a grid, you know, where we put their the GM's point and the policy point side
who's
by
this?
Side. And look.
That's Leslie.
Who was just speaking?
Leslie.
Oh, that was Leslie. Okay. Okay, so actually what we need is for someone to... So, Andrea, are you withdrawing your motion?
If it just meant, if it just meant to put things in context and understand the points as, you know, with other opinions and so on, I would withdraw it, yes.
Okay, so I don't remember anymore the full motion. Could we... trust each other enough to try to compose this the full context of this motion by email. We can vote it. I think we can vote it now, but we need the wording for it, and we're quickly approaching the end of this meeting.
Yeah.
So it would be useful if we could those people, I guess who were on this task force, if you could. Maybe as your first task, frame the mission of the task force. Would that be agreeable to the members of the task force?
I have no problem with that because it seems like it's defined in the motion. But sure.
It should be. Is anyone in a position right now to define the motion? Clarify.
I think it was to compare and contrast the two programming policies of 2006 and 2008 and include what the manager's report reveals that is currently in operation and to try and streamline and consolidate.
Okay, that sounds great. Is that agreeable for the motion?
I think it comes with recommendations,
yeah.
Maybe.
Andrew. Maybe two sets.
Yes, Andrew.
I don't know because I don't know the 2006 one, but it sounded like there were discrepancies that need to be resolved, and I'm not sure the task force should resolve them as much as point them out.
Well, the task force is to look at the documents, the three documents, compare and contrast them, and to sort of consolidate that analysis.
And consolidate.
My understanding.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was saying to bring the report. But I just want to make a brief, because I think that this is, well, an important topic. I know that we had a stack prior to going to the motion. I believe it was on, the issue about the programming policy, I think.
Uh-huh.
But I think I would like to recommend that we at least complete that stack before concluding, because this is a really important topic that we're talking about.
I understand. Well, we had moved from the original stack to a stack on this motion,
right.
And we
pretty much
followed that. So we're at the point of passing the motion or continuing the stack on this motion.
I'd like to call the question, please.
Right, may I ask one question?
Was that Ian?
Yes, I was.
Okay, Ian. So I'll put you next on the stack after Lisa. At that point, you can call the question. Okay.
Thank you.